Good evening, good evening. This is Don, aka the Inactive Nanny, coming to you live and in living color from Inactive Nanny's world, where love and play are interacting. So remember last week I told you guys that this week that we were going to have a special guest interviewee on the show, but we're going to have to reschedule. Something came up, so we're going to have to reschedule her for sometime in the near future. But in the meantime, we're still going to have an episode. We'll do a story time for the littles. So parents, grandparents, teachers, nannies, cousins, whoever that may have littles or may be with littles at this time, you want them to enjoy a sweet little downtime, grab them up, let them listen in to Inactive Nanny's World, because we're about to do a cute little story time. And it's actually by coincidence. The two books that I got for the story time for today are actually about two little girls. So the first one is Madeline. I love Madeline. Like, I really love Madeline. I remember when my daughter was little, and Madeline was one of her favorite characters that she used to watch. And then I used to get her the Madeline books. So now that my little honey baby is here, we're getting her Madeline books as well. But anyway, long short, this is entitled Madeline. And the author of Madeline is Ludwig Bemelmans. I couldn't pronounce it, and I don't want to mess it up trying. Keep trying to pronounce it, so we're just gonna go with that. All right, so here we go. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines, they broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. They smiled at the good and frowned at the bad. And sometimes they were very, very sad. They left the house at 9:30 in two straight lines in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. She was not afraid of mice. She loved winter, snow, and ice. To the tiger in the zoo, Madeline just said, "Poo, poo." And nobody knew so well how to frighten Miss Clavel. In the middle of one night, Miss Clavel turned on her light and said, "Something is not right." Little Madeline sat in bed and cried and cried. Her eyes were red. And soon after Dr. Kahn came, he rushed out to the phone and he dialed Danton 106 Nuts. He said, "It's an appendix." In a car with a red light, they drove into the night. Madeline woke up 2 hours later in a room with flowers. Madeline soon ate and drank. On her bed, there was a crank. And a crack on the ceiling had the habit of something looking like a rabbit. Sorry about that, y'all. One nice morning, Miss Clavel said, "Isn't this a fine day to visit, Madeline?" Tiptoeing with solemn face with some flowers and a vase. In they walked and then said, "Ah," when they saw the toys and candy and the dollhouse from Papa. But the biggest surprise by far on her stomach was a scar. "Goodbye," they said, "we'll come again." And the little girls left in the rain, then went home and broke their bread, brushed their teeth, and went to bed. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on the light and said, "Something is not right." And afraid of disaster, Miss Clavel ran fast and faster, and she said, "Please, children, do tell me what is troubling you." And all the little girls cried, "Boo! We want to have our appendix out, too." "Good night, little girls. Thank the Lord you are well. And now go to sleep," said Miss Clavel. And she turned out the light and closed the door. And that's all there is. There isn't any more. And that's the end of the story. So this is about the book about Madeline, and in this one she had to get her appendix out, and then when her friends went to see her, they wanted to get their appendix out too. So parents or teachers or anybody, nannies, whoever, if you are interested in getting Madeline, you can of course get it off of Amazon, eBay, or you can go to your local bookstore. I'm sure you can find Madeline. Or if you want to watch any of the Madeline cartoons or episodes, you can go on YouTube or YouTube Kids or something, and I'm pretty sure you can find the episodes of Madeline on either one of those outlets. Okay, so our next book is entitled Olivia. Olivia, and I just love children's books. I'm just gonna say it. I love Olivia too. I am a fan of the Olivia book series, and it is written and illustrated by Ian Falconer. This is Olivia. She is good at lots of things. She is very good at wearing people out. She even wears herself out. Olivia has a little brother named Ian. He's always copying. Sometimes Ian just won't leave her alone, so Olivia has to be firm. Olivia lives with her mother, her father, her brother, and her dog Perry, and Edwin the cat. In the morning, after she gets up and moves the cat and brushes her teeth and combs her ears and moves the cat, Olivia gets dressed. She has to try on everything. And I do mean everything, y'all. On sunny days, Olivia likes to go to the beach. She feels it's important to come prepared. Last summer, when Olivia was little, her mother showed her how to make sand castles. She got pretty good. Sometimes Olivia likes to bask in the sun. When her mother sees that she's had enough, they go home. Every day Olivia is supposed to take a nap. It's time for your you know what, her mother says. Of course, Olivia's not at all sleepy. On rainy days, Olivia likes to go to the museum. She heads straight for her favorite picture. Olivia looks at it for a long time. What could she be thinking? But there is one painting Olivia just doesn't get. I could do that in about 5 minutes, she says to her mother. I'm sorry, y'all. And she literally went home. As soon as she gets home, she gives it a try on their wall, y'all. And her mother is petrified. Olivia's in timeout. After a nice bath and a nice dinner, it's time for bed. But of course, Olivia's not at all sleepy. Only 5 books tonight, Mommy, she says. No, Olivia, just 1. How about 4, 2, 3? Oh, all right, 3. But that's it. When they finish reading, Olivia's mother gives her a kiss and says, "You know, you really wear me out. But I love you anyway." And Olivia gives her a kiss back and says, "I love you anyway, too." All right, y'all. That's the end of the story. Those were 2 good, really good, fun books to read. One entitled Madeline and Olivia. Olivia is actually a little girl, Piglet. So yeah, y'all can find any both of those, like I said, on Amazon, eBay, your local bookstore. You can even like some of the thrift books, and I mean different outlets like that. But until next week, I'm actually supposed to have another interview that's scheduled for next week. So prayerfully that one will come through. But anyway, if not, we will just adjust how we need to adjust and keep it moving. All right. So, but anyway, this is Dawn, a.k.a. the Interactive Nanny, signing off. from Inactive Nannies, where we love and play our inactive theme. Make sure you enjoy the rest of your week, the little last little few hours of the weekend that we have. Get prepared for this upcoming week, school and work. You guys be safe. Take care. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a lovely one. Bye-bye.